Bible reading this morning is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we return once again to these verses from Philippians chapter 4, as Paul tells the Christians in Philippi to be joyful, to be gentle, and to be prayerful. And this morning we reach the third of those, his instruction to us all to be prayerful. There are two halves to what Paul has to say, a negative half and then the positive side of the same coin. So the negative half is Paul telling us not to be anxious. He says, do not be anxious about anything. Now that may seem a little bit of a tall order. There is so much at the moment to be anxious about. As I've spoken to people, people are afraid of many things. They're anxious about their health. They're afraid of dying. Fearful of not being able to breathe. Concerned for older family members and how they would survive if they were to catch this virus. Worried about staff that they employ and how they will manage to keep them on. Concerned, will we have enough to live off now our income is down? And will that summer holiday that we've planned take place, or will it too be cancelled? Do not be anxious, says Paul, about anything. Remember, he wrote this from prison. He's not got some glib, upbeat outlook on life that temporarily forgets that life could be difficult. He knows full well that what he's asking, as he tells us not to be anxious, is not something that is easy or trivial, but something that we will frequently find very challenging to put into effect. This isn't original, of course, to Paul. The Lord Jesus said the same thing. Let me read for us Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 27. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Well, as we said, it can be hard not to worry when there's so much stuff to worry about. So Paul in Philippians 4 gives us the antidote to worry, the other side of the coin. Do not be anxious about anything, he says. And if we want to do that, we should pray. But in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And once again, Jesus said the same. So the verses that I just read for us come from the second half of Matthew chapter 6, which is part of the famous Sermon on the Mount. But if we look at the beginning of Matthew chapter 6, here is what Jesus has to say. Matthew 6, verses 7 to 13. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. If you were with us on Easter Sunday, you'll remember that we said that one of the blessings that comes to us because Jesus is risen from the dead is that his Father becomes our Father. If you are a Christian, if you follow, know and love the Lord Jesus, then you have a heavenly Father. And so Jesus teaches us to pray to our Father in heaven. And Jesus says that our Father in heaven knows what we need before we ask him. And even more wonderfully, he's totally powerful. He's our Father in heaven, which means that there are no needs of ours that he knows about that he's not perfectly capable of fulfilling in full. And so Jesus encourages us to pray in those verses I just read, "Give us today our daily bread." Whatever it is we need, whatever it is that I may be worried about, please, Heavenly Father, would you give me those things that I most need? Sometimes we discover that what our Heavenly Father, who is also all-wise and all-knowing, sometimes what we discover that what he thinks we need may not be the same as what we think we need. But we can come to him with our needs, and he will delight to give us what we need. The antidote to worry is actually slightly more specific than just prayer. In Philippians chapter 4, it is thankful prayer. Paul says, "In everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." It's so easy to focus on all the things in life that are wrong, the things that are missing, the things that concern us. And Paul encourages us as we come to pray to divert our attention instead to the many things we have to be thankful for. So as you come to pray, you could focus, for example, on the many spiritual blessings that God has given you. He's adopted us as his children. He forgives us when we do things that are wrong. We have a certain hope of heaven, and we can know God and his will, and so on. And you could focus on the many blessings we have in this life. Now, some of these may be areas where some of us genuinely lack and are in need, but I doubt any of us lack in all of these areas. We can thank God for our food, for our clothing, for our friends, for our family, for our job, for the home in which we live, and so we could go on for a long time. And you could turn in thankfulness to God for the deliverances and the help that he has given you over the years in the past, whether they be small or large. Illnesses recovered from, crises resolved, prayers answered. And this focus of prayer with thankfulness encourages us to focus on the many things that our Father in heaven has given us, rather than the particular things that are causing us to worry. And it encourages us to see how our Heavenly Father has provided for our needs in other ways and at other times. And so as we come to pray in the present, to do so in trust of him. Now, maybe it's never occurred to you to pray. Maybe you don't consider yourself to be a praying person. Maybe you're worried, how would I find the right words? Where do I start? And so on. Prayer is simply talking to God. And so things like finding the right words to say simply are not important. Jesus said, didn't he, that our Heavenly Father knows what we need before we ask him. He's longing to give us the things that we need. He just waits for us to ask so he can say, yes, of course you can. So for those of us who know and love the Lord Jesus, who are in God's family, our Heavenly Father is just waiting for us to talk to him. So do that. Come and talk to God as your Heavenly Father. Lay out before him what you need in your own words and know that he delights to hear your voice, sharing with him the needs and the concerns that are deep upon your heart. If you're a Christian, this is one of the great privileges that we have as Christians, that we can come to our Heavenly Father in prayer. So remember, the Lord is near. And when we looked at that a few weeks ago, we said that the Lord Jesus is near to us in space. He lives in the hearts of each and every Christian by his Spirit. And so as you come to pray, those prayers do not take 2 weeks to reach him with a second-class stamp. Instead, the moment you articulate your concerns that are on your heart, your Father in heaven hears you because he lives within you by his Spirit. But the Lord Jesus is also near to us in time. The day will come soon when he returns and when every problem will be dealt with and ironed out once and for all. So there we are in our verse in Philippians chapter 4, two sides of the coin. Do not be anxious about anything, but instead, in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Now we need to talk about the last bit of this verse, the bit about the peace of God, which passes all understanding. That's a wonderful sentence in Philippians chapter 4, but we're out of time for this week. So come back next week and we're going to have a look at the peace of God and how it can guard our hearts and our minds in anxious times. But to finish this morning, let me read from the song with which we're going to finish our service a little later on. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.